The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So random, but the heartache lives on inside.
Mike Gallagher.
It's before the hour, a busy, busy day. Of course, last night, this disaster, this whole business of him screeching about, I mean, it was one thing. It's one thing to get jeered or booed when you lie as the president. But what about getting laughed at? How about the moment when Republicans broke out in hysterical laughter when Biden said, well, we will need oil and gas for at least 10 years. What a moment this was.
I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade. And that's going to exceed... And beyond that, we're going to need it.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. I'm glad we can use oil, we can use fossil fuels for 10 more years. What's going to happen in the 11th year? I'd like to get a longer clip of that and put in some context. That's too quick. So let's get a little bit more leading into that. Here was Biden talking about this weird moment. I'm sitting there watching TV thinking on the Salem News Channel. I'm watching our coverage. I'm thinking, what is he talking about here?
Autocracy has grown weaker, not stronger. Name me a world leader who changed places with Xi Jinping. Name me one. Name me one. America's rallying the world to meet those challenges, from climate to global health, to food insecurity, to terrorism, to territorial aggression. Allies are stepping up, spending more and doing more.
Last night there was a montage that Fox News Channel put together of all the lies Biden told. I love this. The New York Post called it fibs. Fibs? No. This is the laundry list of bald-faced lies told by the 46th president of the United States last night in the State of the Union.
For too many decades, we imported projects and exported jobs. Now, thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. Inflation has been a global problem because the pandemic disrupted our supply chains, and Putin's unfair and brutal war in Ukraine disrupted energy supplies as well as food supplies, blocking all that grain in Ukraine. But we're better positioned than any country on earth right now. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down. Here at home, gas prices are down $1.50 from their peak. Food inflation is coming down. Not fast enough, but coming down. Inflation has fallen every month for the last 6 months, while take-home pay has gone up. 30 million workers have to sign non-compete agreements for the jobs they take. 30 million. So a cashier at a burger place can't walk across town and take the same job at another burger place and make a few bucks more. It just changed. But they just changed it because we exposed it. That was part of the deal, guys. Look it up.
He's like the comic over at Chuckles in Poughkeepsie with hecklers, and he's yelling back at the crowd. It was so bad. It was so bad. And somebody, I just saw some article over at Mediaite or somewhere. Oh, 78% of people approved of the speech, including 40-something percent of Republicans. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, right. Sure they did. Keep spinning. Keep trying. Listen, the guy's the worst president of our lifetime. Would you agree with that? That's our Birch Gold survey question up MikeOnline.com. After you saw the State of the Union, maybe it's a good time for you to take that poll. Go to MikeOnline.com. Take the Birch Gold survey question. Do you agree that Biden is the worst president of our lifetime? Yes or no? Brought to you by our friends at Birch Gold Group. Text the keyword Mike to 989898. We'll send you back an info kit on how to invest in gold the Birch Gold Group way. And listen, invest in a good night's sleep. I am now over the moon over the MyPillow 2.0. Mike Lindell told me it was going to be really something. He was right. Mike has reinvented the MyPillow. Brand new temperature regulating technology that helps keep you comfortable throughout the night. It actually like cools your head and your neck and your lower and the top of your back as you sleep on this amazing pillow. For a limited time, try the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free, because everybody needs a pair of MyPillows. And when you go to MyPillow.com, look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. You'll be able to get the slippers, the My Slippers, for $90 off. The Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $29.98. All kinds of items that you're going to love and save big when you enter the promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code Mike G. Order today, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code Mike G or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Autocracy has grown weaker, not stronger. Name me a world leader who changed places with Xi Jinping. Name me one. Name me one.
The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios,
here's Mike Gallagher.
I know that most shows the day after a State of the Union speech play a lot of clips from the president. Hard for me to suffer through it again after watching it in real time on the Salem News Channel last night. But I will play a little bit, perhaps. But the inspirational part of the night was watching Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Man, oh man, was she good. She was exceptional. And she presented an image of what leadership would look like under the Republicans' watch. Here was the newly elected governor of Arkansas, very emotional. She was on point, and she laid out such a beautiful response to the rambling, addled, whispering, yelling, lying 46th president with one of the worst State of the Union speeches I've ever seen. It was brutal. Just starting right off the bat line about how the economy under his watch is so much better than the previous administrations. I mean, and incidentally, hate to bury the lead here, you better be prepared. His big plan is to raise taxes again, spend even more, raise more taxes. Big government is here under Joe Biden. But there are people like Sarah Huckabee Sanders also in our universe, and that gives me a great deal of inspiration.
Most Americans simply want to live their lives in freedom and peace. But we are under attack in a left-wing culture war we didn't start and never wanted to fight. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags, and worship their false idols. All while big government colludes with big tech to strip away the most American thing there is, your freedom of speech. That's not normal. It's crazy. And it's wrong. Make no mistake. Republicans will not surrender this fight. We will lead with courage and do what's right, not what's politically correct or convenient. Republicans believe in an America where strong families thrive in safe communities, where jobs are abundant and paychecks are rising, where the freedom our veterans shed their blood to defend is the birthright of every man, woman, and child. These are the principles Republican governors are fighting for, and in Washington, under the leadership of Senate Republicans and Speaker Kevin McCarthy, we will hold the Biden administration accountable.
Arkansas is quite lucky to have her here. She went on to have a scathing assessment of Biden's presidency and Biden himself.
100,000 Americans a year are now killed from drug overdoses, largely from fentanyl pouring across our southern border. Yet the Biden administration refuses to secure the border and save American lives. And after years of Democrat attacks on law enforcement and calls to defund the police, violent criminals roam free while law-abiding families live in fear. Beyond our border, from Afghanistan to Ukraine, from North Korea to Iran, President Biden's weakness puts our nation and the world at risk. And the president's refusal to stand up to China, our most formidable adversary, is dangerous and unacceptable. President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, and defend our people. He is simply unfit to serve as commander-in-chief.
We've posted a Birch Gold survey poll question at MikeOnline.com. Do you believe that Joe Biden is the worst president of your lifetime? Hundreds and hundreds of people have taken the poll. 98% have voted yes. 98% of people taking our poll have voted yes to Joe Biden as the worst president of our lifetime. Somebody sent me an email last night asking where this Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been for the last year or so. Oh, well, she's only been winning the gubernatorial race in Arkansas and defeating thyroid cancer. That's right. She's had surgery and treatment for thyroid cancer. She declared last night she's cancer-free. Her story is powerful on a personal and a political level. The former White House press secretary under Donald Trump really shining last night. Here's how she wrapped up her tremendous State of the Union Republican response.
America is great because we are free. But today, our freedom is under attack, and the America we love is in danger. President Biden and the Democrats have failed you, and it's time for a change. A new generation of Republican leaders are stepping up, not to be caretakers of the status quo, but to be change makers for the American people. We know not what the future holds, but we know who holds the future in his hands. And with God as our witness, we will show the world that America is still the place where freedom reigns and liberty will never die. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
Home run. Anybody who didn't see that as a home run has a bias, doesn't like Republicans, doesn't want her to be successful. Home run by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas last night. Now, there are some critics who don't like the fact that when she talked about her tenure as White House press secretary, she didn't mention President Trump by name. Let me turn to the smartest audience in the world. I got to turn to the smartest audience in America. Are we, and I noticed it too, In fact, I talked to my pal Mark Davis about it this morning in Dallas. And Mark and I were wondering, are we overanalyzing this? Or do you think it was a slight? Do you think that, I don't know, does she feel Trump is so toxic that the mention of his name could be bad for her? Because believe me, every word of these speeches are all crafted very carefully. What did you make when she talked about going and traveling the world as White House press secretary? She never mentioned President Trump by name. Did you notice that? Is that problematic? Or are we being too sensitive on behalf of President Trump on this? 800-655-MIKE. Give me your take on that. We got a lot to break down, a lot of breaking news on this Wednesday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. 800-655-MIKE. As Derek, my producer, points out, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is proof that strong GOP leadership will give Americans hope for the future. And as a young woman, she's the youngest governor in America. She does represent the future of the GOP in many ways. So I don't want to pick it apart. I don't want to, you know, get into analysis paralysis. But did you notice her not mentioning Donald Trump by name? Was that deliberate or is it just no big deal? Again, I'll turn to you because I always do. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. Join us.
Watch the Mike Gallagher Roundtable exclusively on the Salem News Channel. Mike's team, Derek, Tracy, Yuri, and Eric, share their opinions on the biggest stories Mike discusses every day. Get your seat on the Mike Gallagher Roundtable at the start of every hour on the Mike Gallagher Show, only on Salem News Channel.
You'll understand, we all need somebody to lean on.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
You know, Mark Davis and I are a couple of guys who've been in this business a long time, and we've seen a lot of changes. Mark is a good and decent man and one of my best friends. He's the morning host in Dallas. In fact, every day we talk to him and we feature it on the show. We call it the M&M Experience. And Mark, I could tell, is uncomfortable with Republicans heckling or jeering or booing or shouting out during a State of the Union speech. And it hit me last night. Why do I love this so much? Why did I love these moments so much? And you know why? Because it's a perfect metaphor for the way Trumpism has upended the Republican establishment. It's not business as usual anymore. It can't be. As Sarah Huckabee Sanders put it last night, you got to decide between normal and crazy. They're asking us to accept crazy, and we can't do it anymore. And so when Biden lies at the State of the Union, first of all, do you remember Trump's State of the Union? How the big criticism was, well, it was dark, it was foreboding. They didn't say he lied through his teeth over and over and over again like Biden did. I mean, it was lie after lie, pretending that somehow he's rescuing the economy, creating jobs. He isn't creating a damn job. Pardon my language. He's not job creating. He shut the country down, and the jobs are finally coming back after the lockdown. You can't take credit for that. Are you kidding me? That's like robbing a bank of $20,000, and you go back and give them back a 20 and say, here, I gave you $20 back. And so I think Mark is starting to become a fan as well of pushing back against lies and dereliction of duty. Here was one such moment where they just laughed out loud at him when he was talking about babbling about needing oil or gas for 10 more years. Listen to this.
Have you noticed Big Oil just reported its profits, record profits? Last year they made $200 billion in the midst of a global energy crisis. I think it's outrageous. Why? They invested too little of that profit to increase domestic production. And when I talk to a couple of them, they say, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells and all the oil refineries anyway, so why should we invest in them? I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade, and that's going to exceed. And beyond that, we're going to need it. Production.
How embarrassing. How absolutely embarrassing to just laugh at him. That's worse than booing or jeering. And you know what? Sorry. I loved it. That's what that deserves. That this is the crazy that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is talking about. Oil and gas for another 10 years. This is an unbridled assault on fossil fuels. It is an attack on the thousands and thousands of people who work in the energy industry. It's a joke that they think they're going to have turbine, you know, wind farms to power America in 11 years. And they just laughed at him. It was embarrassing. I mean, you talk about a cringeworthy moment. That was it. And speaking of cringeworthy, let me give you the superstar of MSNBC. Rachel Maddow is so successful that she decided she wants to work one night a week. She doesn't even work five nights a week, and they give her like 25, 30 million a year, some crazy number for one night a week because she's so smart. She's so, and I'm sure she's a smart lady. I don't want to personally attack her, but she's a far left progressive MSNBC star. You know what? You want to know what her big complaint was about the State of the Union? I'm not kidding you. I got to play this because I want you to hear. Derek, can you tell me what her salary is? Find out where, because it's, I know it's published. Imagine giving this woman millions and millions of dollars a year, and good for her. She's figured out a way to make a fortune and work one night a week while working on her other projects. I mean, they're so enamored with her that they're giving her that kind of a crazy deal. One night, Monday nights, that's it. It's all she has to do. And so, hey, God bless. Good work if you can get it. This is what $20 million a year, that's what Derek says her reported salary is for her now one night a week at MSNBC. This is what passes for brilliant analysis from the smartest of the smart at MSNBC.
1,000 people in that room. I have to say, I know this is wrong, but it does give me the oogs a little bit to see the average age in that room and then to see precisely one mask in the entire room. I mean, like, I realize that we're in a different position with the COVID pandemic, but these are a lot of very important, very powerful, for the most part, very old people. And there's 1,000 of them in the room, and they're going to be in there screaming together for several hours. And Bernie Sanders is the only mask that I've seen.
Well, now, see, this is back to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. They're crazy. That's what they see. That's the, when you see people driving around in their Prius with two masks on inside their car with their windows up, driving alone, or walking in the middle of a park somewhere with a mask on, they're crazy. They're crazy. This isn't liberal versus conservative. This isn't left versus right. They're goofy. They really are. They're touched. That's the smart, that's the smart lady at MSNBC. I gotta say, I was really bothered. Only Bernie Sanders had his mask on. I mean, honest to gosh. And there's Biden trying to tell us that the pandemic is largely over. The pandemic is over. Done. Hope you don't get it. Hope I don't get it. If you get it, you're going to get it, and you're probably going to be fine. But guess what? It's over. And to obsess about mask wearing? When all this other stuff happened at the State of the Union last night? Yeah, that's good. I hope they're getting their money's worth. $20 million a year for that kind of analysis on MSNBC. Who'd have thunk it? Portions of our show brought to you in part by ConsumersResearch.org. 19 minutes before the hour. We all know how the woke activists seize control of America's schools. Sarah Huckabee Sanders brilliantly pointing that out last night with her rebuttal. Firms like BlackRock and others that control trillions of dollars are using this money to advance their woke ideology through this Chinese-style social scoring program called ESG. Well, guess what? There are a number of state leaders that are fighting back. More are joining, letting firms like BlackRock know they cannot play politics with our pensions. Either do your job, which is to maximize returns for your shareholders, or get lost. Scram. To learn more, go to consumersresearch.org. They've been defending consumers against fraud and abuse for decades. They still are. Go to consumersresearch.org to learn more about their mission to protect consumers from woke investment firms like BlackRock. Do your part. Be part of this growing army. Go to consumersresearch.org, consumersresearch.org. Lots of reaction to Trump sharing this DeSantis accusation against him on Truth Social yesterday. Plenty of people reacted on the MyPillow text line. Here's a smart one from Connecticut. Mike, Trump's biggest hurdle isn't going to be liberal virtue signalers. It's going to be conservative virtue signalers. Ah, that's an interesting analysis. Mike in Clear Lake, Texas. Hey, Mike.
Hang on to see. Hello.
Hi.
Say, I have two hello. Love your show.
Thank you,
love
Mike.
What you do.
Appreciate it.
But I have two comments on President Trump. One's political, one's spiritual.
Sure.
I don't see how anyone can say he goes too far because we're at war. I mean, forget Ukraine, Russia, China. We're already at war with our own government and the communists who run it. And that's what this is all about. Like you said, it's not about right, left.
This is a battle. This is a battle for our country's soul. You're right.
Well, you pointed it out before how the current administration is just a bunch of Clinton Obama holdovers.
Yep.
That's who's running the government. Joe Biden's just somebody to sign the papers. He has no clue as to what he's doing, what he's saying, or what he's signing. But they're out to destroy this country. And one of the biggest examples of that is what's going on at our southern border. I mean, I live in Houston, and well, I'm not even going to go into all the stuff that we're beginning to see coming up from the southern border as it affects us. But sanctuary cities, drag queen story time, CRT. I mean, you can go down the laundry list of all the stuff that this country's confronted with, and it's these people inside our government that are pushing
Mike,
this.
It's exactly what Sarah Huckabee Sanders meant when she said it's the crazy versus the normal. That's the choice before the American people. You're going to vote crazy, you're going to vote normal. And again, I love the pushback from Republicans last night. And tell me, I appreciate your kind words very much, Mike. One open line. Tell me if you're uncomfortable with this or do you love the way Republicans jeered and booed and called him out? I've got a friend who just lost a son to a fentanyl overdose. And I have too many families in my life who have gone through this nightmare. These aren't drug overdoses. They're poisoning us. They are coming across our border and poisoning our kids. They're killing our kids. So when Biden tries to take credit or tries to opine about the fentanyl crisis in America, well, guess what? Your border policies are creating it. Listen to the way the Republicans responded last night. I thought this was brilliant and it was magnificent, and we need more of this.
Fentanyl is killing more than 70,000 Americans a year. You got it.
I mean, it was perfect. It was like, and you know, they were saying, well, you created this. You're going to talk about the fentanyl deaths in America? Do something about it. Let's have a border. It was great. Now, let me just ask you, were you uncomfortable with it? Do you not like it when Republicans react that way to a president's State of the Union? 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453.
If you miss any part of the Mike Gallagher Show, you can hear all the important moments from the show when you subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show podcast.
Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Subscribe to the Mike Gallagher Show podcasts today.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant. But it's being proposed by individuals. I'm politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks. The idea is that we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond. Folks.
You know, this is a little bit of a litmus test. For me, that was the best 60 seconds of the night. For you, if you are uncomfortable with it, you're probably an establishment kind of person that doesn't like the new way things are being done with some of the sharp-elbowed Republicans we have on Capitol Hill. I'm grateful for every one of them. I really am. I'm grateful for this new wave of Republicans who have to fight back against the Joy Reid mindset of this country. We need fighters. We cannot play footsie anymore and try to go along and get along. It doesn't work. Am I wrong? 1-800-655-MIKE. This portion, one open line, 800-655-6453.
Some good 80s synth pop. All he did was talk, 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 talk. My gosh, is he still talking? Or at least, just Mike, I'm exhausted. I'm just absolutely
well. It was wild. I mean, listen, this guy. He's been giving speeches for 100 years. You'd think he'd be better at it.
And, well, and half of that was last night.
Gosh. Well, no, I mean, but I didn't even strike me as being that long because he raised. I mean, did you think it was long? It was 70 minutes. I mean, we've seen State of the Unions go for 2 hours.
No, well, okay, first of all, 80, an hour 20. And just like a bad movie seems longer, I don't know. And I mean, Trump could talk for 5 hours, and there's just such great material in there that it's exciting. And Obama, to be bipartisan about it, Obama was a skilled orator. Clinton was good at this. Reagan was good at this. But the stylistic points don't matter to me much. And in fact, the whole speech doesn't really matter to me much. It's not consequential. The era of big government is back. Shocker. Who didn't know that?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to translate for me. What in the world did he mean when he started shrieking, name me a world leader who changed places with Xi Jinping. Name me one. Name me one. What the heck was he talking about?
I okay, great.
What does that mean?
I slept on that. Slept through
that. I mean,
that.
The clip and is I, so I crazy.
I think you got to try to channel Biden, which is always,
yeah,
always
well,
a
do
challenge.
That for me.
I think he means that with all of this pressure and toughness from America under him that nobody would find Xi Jinping's position in China enviable.
He's so tough he's shooting the balloon down over the wrong ocean.
You don't want to come up against me. Nobody wants to be in Xi Jinping's quivering Chinese boots.
Because after the balloon finishes its mission, we'll shoot it down over the wrong ocean, as Dr. Burgess said. No, yes. It's perfect.
I just want to offer this up, this great moment. I'm talking to Congressman Burgess, and he said, you know, Mark, obviously our problems with China were made immediately evident as the whole balloon thing unfolded. And I just want to tell you right now, I think they did the right thing. It was the right thing to do to shoot it down over the ocean. I'm sitting there going, Mark, is the phone connection okay? Am I hearing what I think I'm hearing? And Dr. Burgess said, you absolutely did the right thing shooting it over the ocean, except it was the wrong ocean. Should have been out of the Pacific, great off moment. The Aleutian Islands of Alaska. Just fantastic.
Let's celebrate Sarah Huckabee Sanders for a moment, because and I was a little surprised at Congressman Burgess not raving. Of course, he's not really a raver, so maybe that's not fair. But man, Molly Hemingway tweeted out, holy schmoly, is Sarah Huckabee Sanders a great speaker? I've cried twice now. It was powerful. She's got such a story. I mean, my gosh, she's a cancer survivor.
Cancer survivor. Here she is, mom winning. Of three, 40 years old, wins in Arkansas.
Yep, and wins and is fighting this battle, and she's cancer-free, thank the Lord. Yeah. And she is the future of the Republican Party, which is why they picked her. Another great decision by the Republicans. And speaking of great decisions by the Republicans, you and I talked about, you know, the little bit of uncomfortableness we have with some of the jousting and the boisterous response. You know what, Mark? Yeah. Forget it. Forget it. It was the greatest moment of the night. Let me tell you why. I am so sick. Joe Wilson, incidentally, is quaint now by comparison with Barack Obama.
One guy saying you lie is almost calm compared to what we had last night.
It was like the House of Commons last night a little bit in some moments, which, by the way, what are you, as Congressman Burgess said to you this morning when you interviewed him, what are you supposed to do when he sits there and lies about Social Security and Medicare? What, 10 more years? We'll give gas and oil 10 more years? What are you supposed to do? Of course you should yell back. And you know something? Bring it on. This is a metaphor, Mark, for the way Trump and Trumpism has upended the business-as-usual Republican Party. It ain't your father's Republican Party anymore, and it shouldn't be. If we're going to win, we're going to have sharper elbows, and I loved it. I love hearing them. And incidentally, hey, Biden mixed it up with them, too. You know,
yes, he did. Call he was my like the office. Comic. Call my office.
He was like the comic at Chuckles Nightclub over in Parsippany, you know, giving it back to the hecklers. That's all right. Right? I mean, it was a good moment, and it reflects the anxiety we have right now, the state of disrepair we're in. I mean, this baloney, the State of the Union is strong. We could have laughed at that one, too. It was about as stupid as 10 more years of gas and oil. Yeah. I mean, it was awful. It was absolutely miserable. The great news is there was Sarah Huckabee Sanders with a tremendous response afterwards. There's rock-solid Republican unity, I think. Kevin McCarthy, as you said, I am super impressed with him. He's doing a great job as speaker. And there he was shushing his conference, which is okay. That's all right, too. You know, he's the guy in charge, and he's telling them. There were some highs. There were some lows. It was bizarre. It was wild. But there's hope. There's a lot of hope, I think, for our side. And my takeaway, and we have an open. You know, we put together a show open for every hour of the Mike Gallagher Show, and Eric and I, and we go through this process of pulling clips. Today, it's so simple. It's wow. It's Joe Biden shrieking about the Xi Jinping thing, and then Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying, listen, we're the difference between normal and crazy.
And did you see the juxtaposition as it was pointed out on MSNBC this morning? The screen, the thin little slug line, but the bottom of the screen said, GOP paints dark picture of America. And here's Joe Biden with all the one word about America, hope and opportunity. It's no joke, guys, what I told the guy, Corn Pop. And then this notion of optimism and all that. Well, that is just sugarcoating the current disaster. As I said, it's lipstick on a pig. And there was Governor Sanders, who has every Republican should forthrightly and boldly and honestly paints the portrait that we are a country in huge trouble. Economic trouble, border trouble, cultural trouble, educational trouble, and it's time for grown-ups to fix these problems.
And what's his answer? His big plan? Raising taxes again, demanding more cash. Like you said, big government is back.
Yeah.
Now, let's not bury the lead here and dive into, because we got to get the White House back in 2024. This is going to be an interesting journey.
Can I give you a final thing on Governor, on Sarah Sanders? Just one little thing, because before we go up to big picture stuff, which I absolutely want to do. Maybe I'm overanalyzing. One of the things I loved the most was the story she told when she was White House press secretary and got on a plane in the dark of night to make a very secret trip to visit troops in Iraq. And they were so thrilled to see the president and the first lady arriving by surprise on Christmas night, I guess 2018. She told this magnificent story, did not mention the president's name once. Now, am I overanalyzing? And B, spoke more than once about it's time for a new young or a young generation, a fresh generation of Republican leadership. And again, I don't want to overanalyze, but I don't want to underanalyze. Those are conspicuous? And I didn't expect to do the response in a MAGA hat. I know she has fond recollections of her service in the Trump administration, but
It dovetails nicely into what was a pretty big deal yesterday, and that is Trump going after DeSantis on a very personal level on Truth Social, repeating some, absolutely outrageous claim that DeSantis is some kind of sexual deviant, that he preyed on teenage girls 20 years ago, whatever.
Well, there was a picture. He retruths whatever one does on Truth Social. A thing that somebody had said, is this Ron DeSantis grooming high school girls with alcohol? And there's this dark haired guy, may look like him or not, I don't know. And the Trump retweet was, this can't be DeSantis. He wouldn't do this, would he? And I just buried my face in my hands. My wish for having Trump at his best. I want Trump at his best. I want DeSantis at his best. Pompeo, Pence, Nikki, Haley and Herb. I want everybody at their best with their A game to help give voters the decision we're all going to make in 2024. The former president indulging his worst online juvenile instincts doesn't do anybody any favors, but I'll give this right back to you, Mike Gallagher. As much as it just repels me, doesn't make me hate him or think he's toast in 24 necessarily, but it just makes me crazy. Don't underestimate the number of people who loved it. The always Trumpers, we might call them.
Well, that's a double-edged sword.
For whom DeSantis is a threat, and he must be destroyed, and they don't care how. Go ahead.
There's a double-edged sword to that. Don't underestimate the people that turns off. And that's what matters, because guess what? 2024, as you say a lot, is about winning. How do we win? And you're going to need independence. You're going to need, and listen, I know people get mad at you and me for pointing this out. I'm the messenger here. Don't shoot the messenger. I get the emails. I get the text messages. I get the phone calls from people who have been, and I believe them, diehard Trump supporters. It definitely not only turns them off. You should see my email inbox after that last night. People were furious.
Me too. And the Patriot Mobile text line this morning at 866-660-5759. Done with Trump. This proves that he's immature. Proves that his time has passed. Loved him then. Don't love him now. But as we always do as talk show guys, this is a snapshot of the moment. And for every one of those people,
correct,
there may be at least one who went, DeSantis is a pretender. I mean, maybe they're not as hostile to
DeSantis. He's a globalist. He's a rhino.
Well, what's weird. If somebody says Trump is a proven commodity and DeSantis is just maybe like the shiny new toy that's a big maybe, that's fair. But there's some in the always Trump. This is where it starts to look like a cult of personality for whom DeSantis must be destroyed, and we've got to make crap up. He's a rhino in waiting. He's a Trojan horse. Every time somebody gives me this, I go, what? What reason do you have to believe that?
But here's the problem. This is the challenge that President Trump faces. And again, I know people get mad at you and me. We're messengers here. We're reflecting what people are legitimately reacting to. And right now, my text line, 800-655-MIKE. I hate this. I hate it. I love Trump. I hate him trolling DeSantis this way. This is what we're getting. And so you can't get mad at us because we're simply pointing out how people are legitimately reacting. But here's the challenge that President Trump has. What part of DeSantis's record are you going to go after? What do you go after? This guy has done an unbelievable job as governor of Florida. Listen, he just brought Disney to its knees.
Yep.
This whole Reedy Creek project thing, I mean, this district, I mean, no one's been able to do this to Disney before. Disney is this giant. They've had this sort of sweetheart deal that was grandfathered back many, many decades. And where they have this carve out where they've got their own police department, they got their own fire department, they don't have to go through the permit process of construction. All that's changing now. DeSantis is taking them on. I mean, he's very Trumpian in terms of his approach. And honest to gosh, I mean, what seriously? What do you do? Let me answer this, Brooke. I think Trump is trying to go after him a little bit on the COVID response.
Yes,
right?
Yes, there's one where, but it was like DeSantis in April of 2020. I mean, you know what? I don't know. I mean, how long did it take him to become the boldest governor in America against COVID lockdowns? I mean, maybe it took more than a millisecond. But meanwhile, and God bless Trump. Let's say this 5,000 times. God bless Trump. Trump was the guy who was all on board for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. That was his first thing. He thought Fauci was kind of okay for about 10 minutes. Everybody sort of did until we learned better. The other thing you're going to find, and this is just typical boilerplate political warfare, I think there might have been a congressional vote when DeSantis was a congressman, which he was before, that contained a million things, that maybe the thing that passed didn't have as much border wall as Trump might have wanted. And so now you get, it's like a primary already. It's like, boom, DeSantis voted against border wall expansion. It's just going to be a nightmare. It's an
well, but you know
nightmare.
What? I'm happier with that kind of debate than what we saw last night. I hope we don't get through that. Now let's end on a real positive note because the American people are so gracious and so good, and I am so profoundly thankful that our company is giving us the opportunity to help the victims of the Syria-Turkey earthquake. Over 11,000 so far expected to be feared dead. Many thousands of children. I mean, Mark, have you seen the video of these little toddlers pulled from the rubble? It's unspeakable. And the father holding the hand of his dead 15-year-old girl for hours and hours. He couldn't bear to let her go. Well, we have once again partnered with Food for the Poor, one of our great partners here at Salem Media Group. I pray you'll go to MikeOnline.com today and go to the earthquake banner there at the top of the page and give whatever you can. We are once again rushing emergency aid and supplies to this devastated part of the world. God calls us to do this. Food for the Poor is a godly organization. I know you've been there with them many, many times. Yeah, I have as well. You and I've traveled together on behalf of Food for the Poor. Please go to MikeOnline.com and give generously to our, you'll see the banner right there at the top of the page, and let's help these poor people of Turkey and Syria.
We are ready for you at 10. I know you got so much more. I can't wait for the beginning of the hour and the excerpts of audio from last night and your various takes. We appreciate you, and we hope you're going to have a fantastic Wednesday show.
Thank you, Mark. Love you. Take care.
That is Mike Gallagher, and do join him as soon as we're done at 10 on 660 AM The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.